This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Goin Postal is your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They're known for post office service with shorter lines. Services include copy, fax, notary, mailbox rentals, packing supply, boxes, greeting cards, typesetting, document shredding, and even vinyl banners. They can even ship most large boxes cheaper than the post office can. Providing stamps, certified mail, return receipt, insurance, delivery confirmation, first class priority express, and media mail, Goin Postal's got you covered. With two locations in Palm Harbor and one in St. Pete, call their Palm Harbor location at 727-437-0242. That's Goin Postal, delivering the best of America.
The taste of Cincinnati chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering, always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Who's my special guest? Red Rooster Antiques.
Another one in the books,
rooster.
Right?
Can you play some rooster sounds?
Rooster sounds. Rooster. I have turkey sounds.
Turkey's good.
Turkey
and roosters. How about that?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's appropriate, right?
The Red Rooster is in the house. Boy, we got like, what, about 15, 20 people out there? How many would you say?
I don't know. I can't see them.
Why not? Parking lot, you know, combined, it's like
it's
50, yes.
Unbelievable. What a turnout.
I think there's a house that's showing a house across the street.
What a turnout. Did you see how many cars were
pizza.
In the parking lot?
Yeah.
When I pulled up, I knew this was the show. This was
you
it.
You knew what was it.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, I got to find one.
Oh, God. Wait, hold on. Please, can you ask them to keep it quiet?
I know, to beat down the doors there. You should probably lock it or something.
No, can you do me a favor, though? Seriously. Because I can hear all the noise, everybody having fun and drinking and all that and just laughing. Can you tell them to put it to quiet down?
I will personally go tell them.
Okay, yeah. It's unbelievable. How many people are out there? At least 15. 20. That's the beauty of radio, right?
That's right.
That's it. I have a face for radio. So does the Red Rooster.
Yes, I have a face for it.
Anyhow, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We're doing a thing where we have a silver plan, a gold plan, and a platinum plan.
Okay, what are those?
Yeah, you're good. You're back.
Oh, I'm back.
Did you tell everybody to quiet down?
I did.
Did you do a head count on how many people were out there?
Well, I only have 10 fingers, so, I mean, we're above that.
Okay. Thank you.
And I went on it twice, and now we're at 20.
Right, because we're not going to accept noise. This is a professional operation.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you for asking.
So tell me about that.
Silver plan is where you give $50.
Okay.
And then we have... Oh, I got to put up the... Wow. Can you go on, just talk about Red Rooster? I got to do something.
Okay, don't leave me out here.
Hey, I'll hang out with you.
I'm going to turn absolutely white.
I'll hang out with you.
Bob Red Rooster. I'm fine. You can ask me a few questions.
Well, start with the old contact information.
Okay, my name is Adam Resendiz, and I own Red Rooster Antiques. We're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Florida, and we're open 7 days a week. We're not open tomorrow, of course, because of the holidays, but yeah, we've been there almost 2 years now.
And what can we expect to find? What cool...
Okay, my partner CJ and Austin, my partners, we have every type of antique you can imagine. We have paintings, artwork, china, glass, jewelry. We have a lot of funky stuff from the 60s and 70s. We have old radios, Victrolas. We have a play a piano, like a hurdy-gurdy.
Oh, wow.
So we have so many different type things. We have stuff for guys, women. It's quite a selection.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. And, well, he knows. You've been.
Yeah. Wow. I'm really into antiques and stuff like that. That's why I like to watch shows from the Roman times.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to figure out why, because I find it interesting. Or like Vikings. You ever watch Viking things?
I have. I have a Viking outfit.
Really? Do you go to the Renaissance Festival?
No, I don't. I just threw that out. I don't have a Viking outfit.
No, but that would be kind of neat. I'd like to do. We get over 1,000 tickets for the Renaissance Festival.
We get people in looking for daggers and swords and stuff like that, which is cool. A lot of people love the Renaissance festivals. They go to them all the time.
Well, yeah, I do. I love it. And mainly, it's $25 to get in, and I can give you free tickets.
Do you walk around with a turkey leg in your hand?
Yes,
and,
always.
Okay, and
he walks around the radio station with a turkey leg in his hand.
That's it. I really enjoy that stuff. I do. So what we have is we're going to have a banner put up.
All right.
Maybe we can do a banner for you next week, but whatever. A Absolute Tree Service is a platinum member.
A platinum member.
Now, what member are you, by the way? Let me.
Gold-filled. Lead.
He's platinum.
Lead. That's what I am.
So we're going to be feeding the homeless.
Well, that's great.
Right, and it's a good thing. Do you remember that when we got over? Were you part of that deal when we got all those turkeys and we gave them out?
I wasn't here when that was going on, but I heard about it.
Yeah, and then you know what's so funny is the more I think about it, really it was time. We put some money into it. But you know who really gets credit for it?
Who?
Walmart. Winn-Dixie. And then at the time, I think it was, Walmart and Winn-Dixie were our big boys.
And they were very generous then.
Yeah. And it was the one lady on the one that's on Belcher and Gulf to Bay, Walmart.
Okay.
Is that where? Yeah, that's where it
is. Belcher and Gulf to Bay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She gave us 300 turkeys.
Wow, that's...
So we had to pick them up in a refrigerated truck, right? Uh-huh. I don't know why, but I guess they were... I don't know. I guess that's how we did it.
You have to do that.
And then we have a picture of us giving out the turkeys from the truck.
It's great. You go and you see these baskets, but I mean, the turkey, that's the main thing at Thanksgiving. If you don't have a turkey, it's pretty, you know, awful. Right. So that's a really wonderful thing that they did.
Wow. And it was the Good Shepherd that did it, too.
Yeah.
We piggybacked on their deal. Like, we weren't the leaders on it, right?
So how did you distribute this?
We went down to this, is a Greek church. Okay. And where's that Greek church?
It's right on Pinellas Avenue in Tarpon. It's St. Anthony's, I think.
Okay.
Right. And then I had my daughter on the truck passing out the turkeys, too.
She didn't drop any, though, right?
No, she probably did. So that was...
But you had 300 turkeys to...
No, it was more than that.
Oh,
then
it was more.
And then we had this restaurant called Papa's up in Tarpon.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Right. So we were able to give vouchers because a homeless person can't... And they were supposed to pull up, but people were pulling up on bicycles. And they were trying to be like, no, anybody that pulls up gets a...
That's a wonderful thing.
It was, what a feeling it was.
And you know it's going to people that need it.
Right. No. Do you have the flyer that you had of the turkey with the truck?
I do, but I'm about to do Facebook Live, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so we didn't have... I just believe if you document everything with flyers and like she's doing now, we're documenting the radio show.
Well, no, where the
yeah, why not
the donations
flyer
are going to? Yeah.
Why not?
Well, we got to get one.
We got to get one, but now it's over.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do the next one for Christmas.
Christmas, and
that's going to be toys. And this is kind of funny. As did it go up? Look at that. He did it. Yeah. Absolute. Can he see it? Like, can you see it? Like,
yes,
on the thing?
Yes, we can see it now. We're on Facebook Live at BCC Coupon Books LLC. Mm-hmm. So you guys can go on there and check it out. We're looking at a big sign from one of our awesome clients at A Absolute Tree Service.
Do you know why he did that? The A Absolute?
In the old days, I would think it would be getting in the... telephone directory as the first.
Right, right.
Is that why he did that?
So 100%. That's how he came up with the name.
So he's probably been in business for a while then.
Yes, he's a class act.
Okay.
And he's a platinum member. Platinum. Now, we haven't decided what member you're going to be. You ready?
You told me I was lead.
You're lead.
I'm lead.
So here's how we're doing it. Greg does this thing at our place. Do you have the flyer for that?
It's Operation Toy Soldier.
Okay, do you have a flyer?
No.
Can you go online?
Maybe. No, I cannot.
Why not?
Because my phone is over there.
No, but can you go online on the computer that's in front of you?
That means I have to remember my password for Facebook, which I don't know.
No, you don't have to do that. Go to his website. I'm sure he has something on there.
Probably. So tell me about this.
I'll just tell you about
it. Okay, yeah.
Just, you see what's going on, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't have to say anything. You see it, don't you? Anyhow.
Okay.
Anyhow, our place is, what they're doing is they're doing a holiday thing tomorrow where they're gonna have Thanksgiving buffet.
Okay.
Right? And they pack it in there. This is a tradition with them. I wonder how many years they've done this now. But you have to have, they would prefer reservations. And you can order holiday desserts from our place also.
Okay.
They have two great locations. Can you read them off?
Okay, where is it?
The one is on Main Street is the one where the buffet is.
Okay, our place, one of the locations is 1101 South Missouri Avenue. And the other is 1617 Main Street. And that's those are in what town?
Dunedin and Clearwater.
Okay, which one is which?
1617 is Dunedin. That's Dunedin. On Main Street right by the rally.
Okay.
And then the other is on Missouri, and it is about, a couple blocks from the Bell's Plaza, Abe's Place.
And that's
is on
in
the
Clearwater?
Other street. Yes, in Clearwater.
Okay.
Our place, right?
Our place.
And this guy, Greg, is platinum. I mean, he is the platinum guy. And he puts on a buffet. It's unbelievable. Just imagine.
So really good deal.
Really good deal.
You know.
I wonder what the price is. What is the price?
It's $34.95, and it comes with all the trimmings.
Right, they have glazed ham dinners, too?
Well, yeah, you can do ham.
Mashed potatoes.
Ham or turkey.
Gravy.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and sweet corn. plus all the desserts, soda, coffee, or tea.
All the fixings.
Yep, all the fixings. So you can do the turkey or the ham.
Okay.
Wow, look at that turkey. And look at the pictures that he chose.
I want to see that.
Yeah, look at this. That's what I'm saying to you. Okay, so you see this, how it looks.
Well, I'm cooking tomorrow. If it looks half as good, that's...
Right, but you see what he does there?
Yeah, it looks
wonderful. What does that tell you about him?
Sounds like he's a bang-up
perfectionist. If someone gives a good presentation...
That's right.
What does that say? Then what... I don't know why.
Food is supposed to look good and taste good.
I love you.
And be good.
I'm saying...
Love you, too.
I really mean that from my heart.
I know.
Because when you give a good sales presentation with flyers and all that, a good demonstration, then they think, okay, if you put out a good presentation, you might then put out a good product.
That's one of the things. If you have a good product, you have to get it out there that you have that good product. I mean, and that's what you're doing for this guy right now. He has a wonderful product.
What's the website they can go to get this?
It's ourplacedunedin.weebly.com.
Okay, say
so
it again.
So ourplacedunedin.weebly, that's weebly.com. ourplacedunedin.weebly.com.
Yeah, and you can just Google Our Place website, too.
Yeah, and so...
Can we see the pictures again? And it's fresh roasted turkey.
Tom Turkey, yep.
Look at those pictures. Is that amazing?
Looks delicious.
That's what I'm saying to you. Like, we can... Like, would you do, like, if you were doing a... Let me just give you an example.
Okay.
So you have a six-inch hot dog bun.
Okay.
Would you put a 3-inch hot dog in the trying to sell hot dogs?
I'd probably put 2 in.
Right, you wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Well, right? You happy wouldn't. Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yes.
It is Thanksgiving.
Right, and then that's the thing for, it's for gratitude.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Because Lizette asked me that. She does, she's right now, she would have been here, but Lizette does the thing where you do the doors, the sliding glass doors.
Okay.
She fixes it, yeah.
She fixes them. She's
Beacon
unbelievable.
Windows.
Oh, she fixes them. Wow.
Beacon windows.
Beacon windows. And she said, what's your theme for today? And I said, you know what?
Thanksgiving.
It should be gratitude.
Absolutely.
Right?
Every day.
Tell me what you think about gratitude.
Oh, I mean, I feel blessed to be able to put food on the table and have good friends and people around me. I feel in fairly good health. I think I am blessed.
Very good.
I really feel that way.
Yeah, and then you know, I could say that and not believe it.
I mean, we all feel
just
that way
honest,
now and
you know,
again.
To be real with you, like there's times I get depressed and scared.
Everyone does.
I know, but...
Well, maybe some people don't. I guess if you're a sociopath, you don't.
That's
but
a
normal,
good point.
Normal people, you know...
I want to hit 5
they
again.
Go, like, what's going on, you know? But, I mean, for the most part, we're pretty blessed in, we're blessed in
right.
this country.
Most people. And if you're grateful for just the little things, right, then the big things will just come in order. Yeah. How about I just woke up today? Can I be grateful for that?
That's right.
And the more you're grateful for what you have, right... The more you get to be grateful for, right?
That's right.
And then the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about.
I'm grateful I have a turkey pan.
All right.
Because when I first moved out of my house, I didn't have it. Somebody gave me this turkey. And I was determined I was going to cook this turkey. And all I had was a cookie sheet.
So, did you really do it on the cookie sheet? Tell me you did.
I did.
Did you catch the oven on fire?
Yes, I did. I had a roommate. He woke up. I decided I was going to cook it on low overnight. And he woke up in the middle of the night, and he smelled the smoke coming out. And he went into the kitchen, and he opened it up, and it was like a fireball. He took his eyebrows off. He had no eyebrows left. And I heard, you know,
something you'll be 90 years old and remember that.
Yeah.
Did you eat the turkey?
Yes, we did.
What a question. I almost didn't ask it.
So this year, that's one thing I'm thankful for. I have an actual pan that I can put the turkey in, a turkey roaster. So
unbelievable.
So it goes. It's only up and away after that.
So I watched this movie with this kid was left. His mom went into a rehab, but no one knew it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know the name of the movie, but it won a prize, like, in India. So the kid lived on his own. Do you know the movie I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I think I do.
And he lived on his own, and it was showing how he survived. And no one believed that this kid survived on his own for 3 months with no electricity. Of course, electricity got turned off. But where I remember that, guess how he cooked the turkey?
I don't know.
He threw the turkey in the oven with no pan. Right? This was an award-winning movie, too. It's kind of neat to watch how this kid, and then he takes on this other kid that's battered, right?
Uh-huh.
So then he takes him on as a brother because they live in the same, you know, how do I say this is where I say it nicely? Like the projects?
Uh-huh.
Is it wrong to say that?
No, it's not wrong.
Okay,
to say
I got to be careful. You know how it is.
No, it's not.
I don't
want
to say something.
I don't think it's wrong. Anyway.
So, but the kid lived like four doors down, right?
Yeah.
And his mom was a prostitute.
Okay.
So now this kid was always left alone, too.
I know that movie. Oh my gosh, I got to think of the name of
it. So they spent Thanksgiving together, these kids?
Yeah, yeah. They all survived. And what how it is. It just was amazing what they had to do and the things they did to survive.
When I was a kid, the woman across the street, they went through the Depression. And I said, how did you survive? And she said, we all got together and we shared. If somebody had a can of beans or somebody had this or that, they used to pull their food together and make something of it because they didn't have anything at that
time.
Wow,
it's great.
So, I mean, I feel really blessed right now. No matter, you know, things are up and down, but there's a lot of good out there.
If you really analyze, it's a choice, right?
Uh-huh.
One of the famous lines for Abraham Lincoln was, as plain as the nose on your face, to be happy is a choice.
It is a choice.
It's like it's manufactured in your head. Like I was talking about the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Right? So I go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Who would do a hot dog ad with a 6-inch roll with a 3-inch hot dog with no toppings on top?
I'm sure there are people that do.
I mean, who would
like
pick that as a photo, though?
No. You wouldn't.
Right.
You want to put your first, best foot
forward.
You
want the hot dog to go 1 inch over the roll.
That's right.
Is that like common sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but anyhow.
But that food looks delicious.
So that's what I'm saying to you. Whoever did this food pick, like that's his food.
Those are his pictures.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of that.
Yes. Greg makes delicious food.
You know, I tell him that too, and I don't think he believes me because like, you know, but I really care for Greg.
Me too. He's an awesome person.
He's
I love
so
him.
Everything about him. You know,
and
he had like 40
smart.
Condos he bought. He's been very successful. He goes to Japan. You know, you wouldn't know that he's like, and then he's down to earth. I don't think he had money his whole life.
I think that's part of it. I think that is. I think people that have been pulled themselves up from their shoestrings, a lot of time they are humble about it. Sometimes they aren't.
Right.
But I you know, I think no matter what you have, you know, it doesn't behoove you to be arrogant. You know what I mean?
Right, so, no doubt.
So it sounds like he isn't.
Oh, he's the best.
That's great.
Was What's the movie called The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind?
Oh, I don't know. I got to see a picture of him. Yeah, that's it.
The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind is on Netflix.
Now I want to see this.
Oh,
it's a good one.
Is this recently out?
In the last couple years. It's not super old.
Okay, it says, read what it says underneath about the...
Yeah, so against all odds, a 13-year-old boy named Maui invents an unconventional way to save his family and his village from famine, which, like you were saying, he ends up taking care of other kids. And
that's not the movie I'm talking about. But that sounds like a good one,
sounds
too.
Sounds like a good one to me.
It's okay. And it looks like him, too, actually. But no, this is a kid, and then his mom didn't even know. She just went to rehab and left him. Like, she just thought social services and someone would take care of him.
I mean, it doesn't work like that.
And it
that.
Didn't work that
no,
way.
Doesn't
and
work
then
that
the cop
way.
That knew it, right, yeah. Could never catch him. So apparently this, like...
So he was slippery.
Right, but they made the cop seem like a really bad guy. Like he was evil.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out in the end,
he was a good guy.
He was just trying to help him.
Yeah.
But like you thought he was out to get him. Because anytime he would knock on the door, he would never answer the door.
Okay.
Well, because, the reason is because they would have taken him into foster care. He didn't want to go into foster care.
He didn't want to go. No.
So at the end, the cop has this beautiful talk with him. And like you could see that he was a good man. He goes, I was concerned for you. Anyhow.
So this is a good thing to talk about what we're grateful for. I think that's a great
yes. Happy great Thanksgiving.
Subject. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But I like to talk about Beacon Windows quality sliding glass door repair.
Okay.
And she don't replace, refurbish.
Yes.
Your sliding glass doors specialist, and her phone number is 493-2644 727 area code.
And where is she?
She goes all over.
Oh, she comes to you.
Yeah. She, her office, I think it might be in Largo, but they go everywhere. They go up to Pasco. They go to Hillsborough. They go all over.
She's like the smartest woman.
She's super smart. You know what she's doing right now? She's also an awesome person. We know a lot of great people.
Yeah.
She took in a whole family. They had like 13 of them in this one family, so wow. There was many children, right? She took care of them.
Wow.
And let them have a place to stay, and because they didn't have anywhere to go.
Oh, I think I met them.
You probably
they
met.
They were here, yes.
Yes. And
yes, she is great.
What she's doing right now, she's so smart. She, like, learns how to do everything herself. She's like a handy woman. She's bought the house across the street from her, and she's remodeling it. But the reason why she did it is because the little man, he's lived across the street for many years. He can't upkeep anything, so she bought the house and is fixing up and letting him
live
there.
Wow.
She's wonderful. Lizette.
Right?
That sounds good. You know, and so she does these slight...
Yeah.
Her business is Beacon Windows, and they repair sliding glass doors.
And anyone knows, because when I was a kid, we used to go on vacation a lot, and they would always have these sliders, and yeah. Half the time they never worked. And
right.
Drive
or
my mother crazy.
What her specialty is if you have a leak around those doors, she will pinpoint it and fix it and not try to sell you like a whole new door,
yeah.
And it will be much more cost effective than if you just think,
so
oh, I got to go
honest,
buy a new door.
So she's not trying
yes.
to up.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's another platinum member.
Okay.
We haven't decided what member you are yet.
Glad you said.
All right, but just do a little spot for my platinum member
okay,
there.
Okay, this is Red Diamond Arcade.
Yes.
And they're at 1818 Main Street in Dunedin. And they're next to Norton's and Mavis Tires and Brakes.
Yep, he's right next to Norton's.
What can you tell me about him?
They actually have, he's an awesome guy. He's expanding. He actually has a second location already over
okay.
on Almerton.
Uh-huh.
That's 4004 Almerton Road. It's almost right across from the Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
Over on Almerton, like where it turns into Roosevelt.
Okay.
Near the St. Pete Clearwater Airport. But anyways, he's opening a third location as well.
Okay, tell me about this, because I don't know much
so
about this.
So basically what it is they have the machines.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like going to a mini Vegas,
okay.
But it's right here in Dunedin or Clearwater.
Okay.
So a lot of people enjoy it. Every time I go in there, there's a whole lot of people in there. And also, one thing I got to say, his establishments are spick and span clean.
Okay.
I mean, as soon as you open the door, it smells good.
Okay. Yeah.
And everything is disinfected. They are continuously cleaning things. Like, it smells so good in there. And also, while you're there... All the drinks and snacks that you want are free. He's
okay.
got a huge little selection of, I don't care what you want. If you want some cakes or chips or peanuts or whatever. And he has a whole cooler of drinks. So
okay.
those are all complimentary while you're there.
And just, so is he just providing the machines or how does that work?
Yes. He has the, it's considered a... arcade.
Okay.
So that's
so
what we're calling.
So it's for amusement.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it is a gambling thing.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as you put your money in, you don't know what's going to come up. But he does a $20
okay.
match play.
Okay.
Okay. So anyhow, do that one there.
Okay. This is Bay Area Materials.
Yes.
Materials from start to finish.
And do hers.
And this is at 6196 126th Avenue.
Now, he's a platinum member, too.
He's a platinum member. It says, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories. So he's all there.
Well, I thought today...
Yeah, Bay Area Material. He's the best.
Okay.
What I had in mind is we are very fortunate as a company to still be here after
Absolutely.
Our whole COVID
Absolutely.
Fiasco. There's
Do you have that commercial that I did? Remember when I said...
No, we're not going to play
no,
that today, especially
no. not.
Not
for Thanksgiving.
Yes, let's...
No, we're not playing that, because what I thought today's show would
Do you
be
know
about...
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
is
I
to
think so.
Be,
Don't play it, okay.
Is to be thankful...
And that was a one take, too.
be that thankful for our wonderful clients and our friends and for you, Adam.
Really good
thank
group
you
of people.
So much for coming.
Well, I'm glad. It's just been wonderful.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen you. And so tell us a little bit about Red Rooster Antiques.
Well, like I told you.
Brian.
We've been there almost 2 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're open 7 days a week. And it's been going well, you know, up and down sometimes. But right. We have so much wonderful things that have come in from, we get people coming in all the time selling us items. So I never know what's going to walk through the door.
Right. I just love coming to your shop because you really never know what you're going to find.
No.
And also, one asset that you have that nobody in the world has is CJ.
CJ, my partner, who is wonderful.
He is a wealth of information. If you pick up something in that store, CJ will be sure to be able to tell you, where it originates from, what the tradition of why used it or whatever.
Well, he's amazing. He's amazing.
I mean, he knows so much about everything.
He does. And we have Austin, who he does repair radio, and Victrolas. He repairs, you know, the old tube radios. And he just does it all, music boxes. He's amazing. And he's 23 years old.
Yes, he's awesome.
He's a nice guy.
He is so nice. He's so reserved and so
well-mannered.
I love Austin.
He's a great guy.
He is.
But CJ is wonderful with the customers. He's better
CJ
than...
I'm pretty good.
He's much better.
Oh, you're both great.
Yeah.
You're both great.
Yeah.
But I love talking to CJ because he always has these awesome stories. Like, I was looking at something in the store, and he told me that it came from Germany, like what era it came from.
Yeah.
And the whole, I was like, because I love history. So talking with CJ is just, you learn a lot of things.
And the funny thing is now, because of the antique market and the vintage market, there's beautiful things that were 20 years ago weren't available, and they were so expensive. Now they're more affordable,
right.
So you can put some antiques in. You can decorate your house with these antiques.
Right. I mean, you have a very good selection. You have furniture, jewelry, knickknacks, vases, lamps, pictures. You have a lot of good choices.
People come
of things
in
there.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, it's almost like a museum.
It really
is.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
great.
I had somebody that went there and did business with you.
Yeah.
It's Bill from Bill's Supergas.
Yeah,
bought
okay.
Something, right?
All right.
And he said, I felt like I was in a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we try to pick what we put in the shop. Some shops, if they just take whatever in the house and they don't really care what it is, so they'll just put it out for... But we try to get things that are really beautiful or unique.
Right, and then you have the whole space next door.
Yes, and that is loaded. So come by and shop.
Yes,
so we
got to
do another spot for my friend here at Matrix Pros.
Okay.
And then, Tammy, you do Blusaki. He's a platinum member, too.
Okay, Matrix Pros Development Incorporated.
Do one for my good friend. Who I love the most in this world.
She loves you.
But who do you think I love the most in this world in my business life?
I would say Angie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
So the Matrix Pro Development Corporation, they do kitchens, bathroom remodeling, cabinet refacing, windows and doors.
And if you flip that over, you can look at his second business. It is Wholesale Plantation Shutters.
Okay, so he also does shutters.
Yes.
Okay, and should I give their telephone numbers out?
Absolutely.
Okay, for the Matrix Pro, it's 727-358-1938. And for the Wholesale Plantation Shutters, that is 239-314-9136.
Yeah, and that's Tom. And our heart
he's
goes
a platinum
out to
member,
Tom as well.
Adam. And why are you? You're.
So,
you told me lead.
Lead. Oh my gosh.
Platinum.
So let's talk. But talk about
antique. Think about this, just real quick. Antique. Who was the first human on Earth?
Adam and Eve, supposedly.
Adam.
Oh, yeah, Adam, of course.
Right.
So, okay.
Oh, but real quick, too, is we're going to do a show. Could you come in and help Tammy do it? Seriously, this is on the cuff. But remember I said, like, I get on vacation, like Johnny Carson?
Bye.
Who am I supposed to be, Joan Rivers?
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
Vacation?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a vacation.
Wait, what was this?
Do you know, like, when I watch Tucker or somebody, or even
like tonight, they're all gonna have someone else filling in.
They're on vacation right now.
You should come
now.
In and say you've got a plane to catch. You have to leave early. Remember
that's it.
No, the Tonight Show. No, you get up and
hey,
leave.
Wait, please out there, keep it down. There's a barbecue going on out there. We have.
Is that what was going on?
There's filet mignons, lobster tails.
Oh, I wasn't invited.
I know. That's why you give out filet mignon. How many people are out there, do you think?
I don't know.
There's like another 20 cars.
Well, they're parking all the way from there to that lot, so there's a lot
of people
out there.
I said, when I came up, I said, well, I'm never
going
to get.
And we got music going, too. We have a band out there.
Well, we have the radio.
And happy Thanksgiving, guys. I hope everyone is having a blessed day, enjoying their families.
I think so.
Right.
Yes.
Platinum member.
We are thankful for Angie at Blue Saki.
She's a platinum member.
She has delicious food, and the atmosphere in her, oh my gosh, it's so nice and peaceful. You got to go check it out, Adam.
I would like
She's
that.
She's got these turquoise walls and these waterfalls, and it's just very...
And tell me about her food.
Very nice. Her food, oh my gosh, she does like a Thai fusion.
Okay.
So... My favorite pad thai ever.
I love pad thai.
That is very, very good.
I never saw a pad thai I didn't like.
Right? And everything that she does is fresh. I mean, fresh to order, but she cuts up the vegetables. They're not from some can or something.
And where is this?
It's right on Main Street, right in the subway plaza. It's 1425, either State Road 580 or Main Street, whichever you prefer to call it. But it's in the subway plaza. She's right in the back. And really, if you guys want to go out on a good date night or just someplace where you want to take friends and relax and have some sake or sushi.
And what's the
fresh food. It's Blue Saki.
What makes it a point? Nothing canned. I wish people could just, I wish she could film how she prepares, right? Like, she cuts up fresh carrots.
And she does them in those cool little shapes,
where they
too.
They're
like nice and fancy.
But she cuts up, she has mushrooms. You watch her cut up the mushrooms.
So everything is fresh there.
Yes.
Nothing canned.
Everything.
Now, how do you get that point across?
Oh, and
someone?
Her shrimp, she does like huge prawn shrimp. Oh my gosh. It's so
just,
good.
But everything is fresh and. It's just amazing. And it's made with love.
And she even makes her own homemade plum sauce, which if anybody knows what that is.
I know what that is.
Right? When you get your egg rolls, the spring rolls.
Sometimes they can be not really good. So if it's delicious.
It's so good. I like to just eat the sauce, honestly.
Angie is number one.
Yes, and she's the sweetest lady.
She's a platinum member.
You know, a story about Angie, too. This was about, I don't know, probably about 4 or 5 years ago. I was admiring a pair of shoes she was wearing.
Okay.
And I said how nice they were.
Uh-huh.
She was actually going on a trip to Thailand. So that's where
she's
from.
Okay.
And so she was gone for a couple months, right? So she came back. And, you know, this woman bought me a pair of shoes of the same that she was wearing. Just like... For her to think of me on her vacation.
And she really didn't know you that well, right?
Right. I mean, I knew her, not like Brian did,
no,
you know?
No.
But, yeah, for her
to
think
of
me.
I mean, to go out of her way to do that.
Yes, and they were absolutely gorgeous, actually. They were a peacock.
Okay.
And they had all the stones. They were blue and white.
Wow, and she got these in Thailand.
Yes, and she bought them for me.
Because you deserve it, too. You don't get as much credit as you deserve.
No, Tammy should have... We should have an applause button just for Tammy.
Yeah, because
no,
we need
that because
we
she
need
is
it,
wonderful.
Yeah, it's a fake
she
applause.
She is wonderful.
But let's do it.
No, it's not...
But I'm just saying...
When are you going on vacation?
Let's get
Tammy ready to guest host.
Ready?
What are we doing?
We're doing an applause for Tammy.
Live one. Oh, no.
Get out of here.
No.
Can you do it? The audience. How many people are in our audience right now?
Well, I'd have to go round up all 50 of them.
It's like an audience, too. So let's give their applause. Give them the applause song.
It looks like the main dining room on the Titanic.
No. I'd still be eating. Do you know, whether you believe this or not, what happened when there was a shooting in the bar? When we went to my son plays, he was touring.
Okay.
All the different bars. He's a rap singer.
And where was
it? Was a huge club. I mean, it was in Tampa.
But anyhow, he... So they have it on film, right? So I'm sitting there eating my food, and a gunshot went off. This is a true story.
Yes.
Everybody ran.
And this dingbat is still sitting there eating.
I'm sitting there eating, because you know what? I was hungry, I swear. She just put it out, like, on my front of me, and then boom, boom. And I just looked around, and you see everybody running. And I'm just cutting up the steak. That's where Roy hurt his ankle.
Mm-hmm. You're like that drunk in the movie, what was the one, Earthquake? Where it hits, and he's at the bar, yes. And everyone's falling all over yes. the place, and he's trying to get the whiskey to his... He doesn't care.
You get it, right?
I get it.
No, I'm like looking over.
How'd someone see that film anyway? Because I remember someone telling me they.
Oh, because people record. It was on the news.
No, but because we were recording it for. We had cameras.
We had cameras.
Well, I hope somebody had the good sense to grab you by the arm.
Zane, that's who it was for.
Yeah, well, yeah. Roy was opening for Zane, but.
I hope somebody grabbed him by the arm and got him out of there.
Yes, I was like, what are you doing? He's like, what?
You like, want to know? Do you want to know the history of Blusaki?
Yes.
Angie.
Yeah.
Do you know that location? What the history of that is to RBCC Coupon Book?
Tell us.
It is. That is where the Big Apple Bar was.
Okay.
It's a sports bar, and they were the first like Hooters.
In
Dunedin. There were Hooters before Hooters.
Before Hooters.
So they started. It was a sports bar with TVs.
So this is in the 70s. Right.
So yeah. I suppose. They did the front cover of the first book I put out.
What year is that?
In the 80s.
In the 80s.
Oh, it was the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah, late 80s. Imagine that. So they were that location is where my first front cover. And then on the back of it, you know where Norton's is?
Mm-hmm.
Norton's Bar and Grill? Mm-hmm. On the back of that was Gator's Gym.
Okay.
And then I actually got in a little trouble for that, too, which I should probably just keep out. I had a girl in a lingerie. I didn't realize it. She was a beautiful girl in lingerie showing off her muscles, and apparently that was inappropriate.
And what year was this?
This is back in the late 80s.
That's pretty lame. I mean, that's pretty tame.
Yeah, I know.
But
I know,
things but have changed a lot.
Things have changed.
Changed a lot.
So that's kind of the history behind it. Pretty cool.
Very cool.
And then I'd like to do something, too, for who else were we
okay, with? This one right here.
Oh, yeah, do
Jeffrey
that one.
Machado? Is that how you say
yeah,
it?
Yeah, can I just tell you something real quick on that?
Okay.
Jeffrey did an ad in my magazine just like this. So a guy calls up, right? So he says, I want to do the insurance through you. He gets the insurance immediately. The next day, goes in for a checkup.
Uh-huh.
And he had prostate cancer, like phase one of it, like early.
Okay.
And it saved his life.
Wow.
So then 2 years later, so Jeff tells the story how the guy called from the ad to get insurance. The insurance saved this guy's life. They say if you change one person's life, you've changed the world, right?
And this is
Jeffrey, right?
So he had gotten the ball rolling.
He got a ball. He's been with me. But what else happened? So, though, but here's more to the story. So 2 years later, I call him. Guess what? Who's on hold? He goes, "You're not even going to believe this." I said, "What, Jeff?" He goes, "The guy that I put on hold is the guy that originally we told the story where he got the insurance and we saved his life."
No coincidences, huh?
2 years later,
I know.
Yeah,
do you know what? The first place we ever met Jeff. Do you remember?
I met him.
Was the first our place.
Remember no, I met him before that.
No, but I'm saying when we first met him to sit down and get the insurance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was at our place.
Yeah, we got insurance.
Their first location.
Okay. and so this is Jeffrey
Mercado.
Mercado.
The name of the company, too. So.
Okay, and that is?
Get Covered USA.
Get Covered USA, and that the number is 727-417-5534.
Yes, so it's open enrollment, I believe, still. But if it isn't, even so, if you have any questions about what is going on with this crazy insurance world these days, Jeff, he has staff that they're just there to help
people. Yeah, they do life, health, dental, vision,
but they really, really will help you with all of the exchange, you know, how everything has changed, and every year it changes more. But he can answer all your questions. They can help you. They're awesome.
So it's Get Covered USA.
Yes, Get Covered USA. That's Jeffrey Mercado, 727-417-5534. If anybody has any insurance questions about anything, it could be Medicare, Medicaid, whatever kind of insurance, give him a call.
You know, he has many offices now in many different states.
And he speaks Spanish also.
And he speaks Spanish.
But and he has
when
a
I met him,
baby.
He was, and he has a beautiful, we did a thing where.
His little son, yeah, we were trying to guess his weight before he was born.
Right, we gave away $250. Did you get involved
in it? Did you guess the weight? Did you get a free turkey? No.
That'd be $250 now.
Right.
So that was him. We had a thing going on. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he looks like a nice guy.
Oh, and another platinum donor today.
What member?
Christy.
Platinum.
Christy at Fantastic Sam. She's an awesome lady. She really is. I went and saw her today. And she did give a donation, and she said to make sure we get some cool bikes for some kids. And so we're doing a fundraiser this year. It's going to be all through the holiday season.
Okay.
It's not only to feed the homeless. We are doing that as one part.
Okay.
But also we are working with Art Place, who does Operation, what did I call it? Operation, oh my gosh, I just forgot what it's called. Oh, it's for the toy donation.
Something toy.
Yes.
It's right here.
Operation Toy Soldier.
Yes.
So what it is you can, any Art Place at either location, they have a box there where you can take donations of toys. It has to be the toys. They don't really do cash donations.
No.
So,
but it has to be like a new toy.
Yeah,
in
and you
box.
Don't have to wrap it or nothing like that. Just take it and drop it off.
All right.
And what they're really looking for is, you know, the bigger items for kids, which is bicycles, things like that.
Okay.
And also, don't forget about the tween kids. You know, everybody always thinks little kids and when we, let's get toys. But what about, you know, teenagers?
Yeah.
They also need, you know.
11, 10, 11, 12-year-olds.
Yeah. So what it is for military families right here in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
And so it's any branch of the service, and so they're just blessing some of the military families. You know, their families are not here.
Have they done this before? Yes.
Okay. It's been actually as far, I don't know how long Greg has been doing it, but that I know of that he's been doing it is at least the last like 10 years.
That's great.
So we,
there's where a flyer would come in. Mm-hmm. What do you think? If we had a flyer on the information of what it is, it would make it easy. You just read off the flyer. Just a thought. Anyhow, just do...
I'm going to smack you with the flyer. Guys, and lucky deal. Today, if you're listening, they were taking reservations, but also they're probably going to, if you don't have somewhere to go, try to give them a call and see if they can squeeze you in.
Yeah, they usually...
Because they're doing two ways to turkey this year.
Okay.
Where you can actually take your dinner to go with all the fixings.
Oh, really?
Or you can go there and eat a full dinner as well. Plus, the thing that Lucky Dill has is that bakery.
I have a wonderful bakery.
Yes. And if you guys want any baked goods for your family holiday parties, they have cookies, cakes, I mean, pies, anything you can think of.
Maybe you could call them tonight and see what they have available.
Right.
You know?
Black and white cookies, which
That's
I
right.
love.
Keep it
really
down out
there. But it's two ways to turkey at the Lucky Dill this year, and they're also probably going to do the same promo for Christmas as well.
Okay, tell me their location.
So they are located right there in Palm Harbor. I'm sorry. You know, this 33180 US 19 Palm Harbor, and you can check them out at luckydilldeli.com.
We go there all the time, and we're not far from them, so that's a place I go all the time.
Yes, they have great food, right?
They have great food. They do.
Very good.
And they're doing a dillflation deal right now, where it is a three-course meal with bonuses and dessert for $18.99.
Can't beat it.
Can't beat it. So do my friend from Cincinnati.
Okay, the soubrette.
Yes.
And that is...
Do you appreciate the soubrette? Is that important to you?
I think so. It's wonderful. I like soubrettes a lot because you get that snap.
Right.
That's what Brian likes.
Yes. Right. And so they're located, they're just north of 580 on US Highway 19 across from Kobe Steakhouse.
They're right near Hamburger Mary's.
Right near Hamburger Mary's.
That's not far from me.
I think Hamburger Mary's closed too.
Actually, I don't know. We were talking about that. I think they're open.
Okay. I don't want to say that then.
I'm pretty sure they may be open
maybe
later
it was another
in the
one
day.
Somewhere.
A few of them have closed, right. But I think that one.
So this is a Cincinnati Chili Company.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, that's the name. I saw soubrettes.
Yeah, Cincinnati Chili Company, and you got to go check them out. They're not far from you.
Oh, they're actually right across the street.
No, we have been there.
Yeah. Use the coupon because you get a free coney and it helps us out.
I know. There's a $2 off. I wish I had this.
Yes. And they got great food, though. And then they came here, and like very, we have people catered the
show. Oh, that was amazing.
It's just amazing, yes. The professionalism. And then they did a presentation to where they served you, too.
Mm-hmm. All the different combinations.
Yes.
The spaghetti,
like, they really
chili.
Waited on us. Yeah.
So how many
different topics? It's the most professional, I think, catering we've ever
had. They brought everything here. So they brought it here? Yes, and they made everything to order for everybody that was here.
That's great.
It was all sold out. No, that's not because I'm kidding now.
I want to go now.
There was like about 15 people here.
Yeah, there was. Oh, yeah.
So Cincinnati Chili Company, again, just north of 580 on U.S. Highway 19 across from Colby Steakhouse.
Yep. And also want to say hi to Jeremy over at the Wholesale Beds and Mattress Store. They're doing a special thing this year. And generally, he actually only sells to like big hotels and things like that.
Okay.
But what he's doing right now is a year-end liquidation sale to the public.
So to the general public.
Yes.
And so we all know how important a good mattress is.
Yes. And he has all of them. Anyone you could possibly even think of.
It beats anybody's price.
Anyone.
Guaranteed.
Yes. He guarantees he'll beat anybody's price. But if
he's
you want
a real true wholesaler.
Right. If you want a Swedish mattress or any kind, I don't care
what
it is.
What's the name of the business and location?
It's Wholesale Beds Mattress Store, and he's at 4100 East Bay. It's right in the Amscott Plaza.
Okay.
So you can't miss it. Almost at the corner of, what is that, Belcher and East Bay. And if you buy a bed, you get a free bamboo sheet set.
Well, that's nice.
Yes.
Okay.
And so he guarantees you'll save 50 to 75% off.
Right. That's a good savings.
Yeah. I mean, that's a real good. That's,
yes.
That's a real
and
deal.
And he has everything that you could think of. He has RV boats and mattresses, for your RV or boat.
Yeah.
Anything you're looking for, is if it's a mattress, he's got it.
Okay. So now we got it set that you and Tammy are going to go on. And I'm Johnny Carson, of course.
And who's filling in this week?
Oh, we're going to fill in and you're going to be on vacation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
cool.
And then you two are
going to
handle
Devil's Island. He's going to Devil's
and
Island.
And then I'm not going to help in any way with guests. You're going to have to do it all on your own.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to have a Virginia Graham?
Who? Oh, I don't know. You can actually call me if you want. No, we'll have Bobby on.
Oh, you're going to be on vacation, silly. Why would you?
Yeah, we're not going to come.
Okay, so tell us about the Red Rooster.
Oh, the Red Rooster, it's still there. Actually, we're closed right now. We closed at 5, but we're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Florida.
And what time are you opening on Black Friday?
We are opening at 10 a.m.
All right.
And we're going to be, we'll be open till 5 or later. Sometimes we're later. If a customer comes in, we never turn them away.
Awesome. So you guys, if you want to find some unique, nice gifts that you're not going to have 20,000 of, got to come to Red Rooster Antiques.
If you want a unique holiday gift,
and something that you have so many things that are valuable and you can save and pass down to generations.
Yeah, it's not disposable stuff. It's stuff to treasure and pass down for a long time.
And starting from, seriously, probably 50 cents up.
We have all price ranges.
Yes. All price
from
ranges.
$5 to $5,000. Right. So it's all over the place.
Yes. So, guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We really hope that you are enjoying your families and that everybody is getting blessed on this beautiful day. And we just want to say thank you so much to our clients and our friends. And thank you, Brian. And we love you guys. And thank you, Adam, for coming today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
You want to say something, Bobby?
Thank you for being such
and
great.
Thank you, Bobby. You're
show
awesome.
Host.
Yes. The best, right?
Yes. All right, we'll go. I thank all my show hosts, I will tell you.
That's good.
And if you could just remember that you woke up today, and I say that to you for me to remember it also, and that if you could just be grateful for the little things, our friendship.
Absolutely.
Adam, Tammy, Bobby. And also, I'd like to thank Lolo personally, the owner of the station, who was so kind to this show.
Yes.
And you talk about a classy woman.
That's right. And also, before we go, Tree Service. You guys, they are so professional. It's a humongous company. If you need anything done with trees, they have the huge trucks, the small trucks.
All brand new trucks.
They can do anything that you need.
Right.
And also, it's just the nicest guys ever. But give them a call at 789-4500.
That's Brent.
Brent.
Unbelievable
and
man.
Brent and Gene.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Zip, zip, zippy. Zap, zap, zappy. H-A-P-P-Y. I'm happy.